Good morning.
Good morning.
My throat. I threw a couple slides together, Paul. If you want to see, I want to see if they work. Okay, that, go to the next one just for a minute. I'm going to see if I doubled them. Is that the second one? Okay, it's duplicated, so stay on that one. Anyway, I just threw them together quickly this morning. Just everybody try and open their Bibles and follow along and read. We can read scripture up there as we talk about it. As we celebrate communion today, every time I think of communion, I always think of Jesus encouraging the disciples when he sat with them at the Last Supper. And he said he wanted them to do it and always remember him. And when you think about the word remembering, our word of remember and the Bible word of remember, the Bible translation of it, when the people in the biblical days were encouraged to remember, they were told to place themselves back at that point in history. Literally to take their mind and to get back to that point in time to remember what was going on. You can do that. Think about if you had a child born when you were in the waiting room or the delivery room. You can go back to that moment right now and remember. So as we think about Jesus this morning and think about a few of the benefits that I want to share with you that we can celebrate as we do take communion, these are more as you think about the resurrection. Dan said he is risen. I was always taught the comeback was he is risen indeed. But that is the celebration for us every day. It's just not Easter. That's what I celebrate daily. To me, the resurrection is the greatest of all Christian holidays. If it ended at Calvary, we have nothing to hope for. Jesus came through. He rose from the dead when he did. That's what our hope is in. It's not in the cross, although the cross is critical. The hope is in the resurrection. So as you look at the first slide up here, the first thing, and as Jesus rose from the dead, we have crossed over from death to life. And if you want to read, he said, truly, truly, I say to you, he who hears my word, believes him who sent me, has eternal life and does not come into judgment, but is passed out of death into life. As we take communion this morning, I don't know, some of these things, when you read them, they don't mean a whole lot to you. Sometimes the Spirit takes them and imprints them on your heart. Every time I think of this, I think of back 30 years ago, before I was a Christian, the day I got saved, I immediately went from death to life. Dick and I were talking Friday at the Soup Fest, that's what it was called, Soup Fest. But Dick was talking about baptism and baptized and what the word really meant. And man, it was like a bowling ball going into water and it's staying there, never coming back. But the new life comes up. So when you think about that, we've crossed over. You still got the flesh hanging on you. You still got those desires that you deal with daily. But we've crossed over. And because we celebrate communion today, we can think through that. So we've crossed over from death to life. Next slide. Obviously, we have received forgiveness for our sins, but until Jesus rose from the dead, that wasn't completed. Although he shed his blood for us at Calvary, although he paid the debt, until he rose from the dead, it was not a done deal. And when you read in Romans, it said he was delivered over to death for our sins, and he was raised to life for our justification. Amen. Justification, big word, simply means he made us right with God. And when he rose from the dead, that was the justification point. He paid for it at Calvary, rose from the dead. So we're going to share communion today. We're going to take the symbols of crackers or whatever we have there, bread and juice, but we're going to be participating in his life. We could talk for hours about it. Next slide. We have received the ability to live his life daily, not our life. We can live the life of Christ daily. Probably the first verse ever that the Lord impacted on my heart after I got saved and really meant it was one of those revelatory moments was Galatians 2:20. That's the Bible in basic English. That's what that means. I have been put to death on the cross with Christ. Still, I am living. No longer I, but Christ is living in me. And that life which I now am living in the flesh, I'm living by faith, the faith of the Son of God, who in love for me gave himself up for me. There's different translations out there, but the key verse or the key part of that is living by the faith of the Son of God. Jesus dwelling in me through the Spirit, I participate in his faith. It's not just standing on my own. I literally can draw from his faith and walk daily and walk through all the things that are going on around me. What's kind of cool about church, you come here and hopefully by the time the sermon hits, your mind's calmed down. You can listen. You can take some things in, because all of us walk through the door unless you're different than me. Your head's going 1,000 miles a minute. You try to get calmed down. You try to pray, but it just goes and goes. You got to get it calm. But now, by the faith of the Son of God, we can walk out and make this stuff real. Next slide. I think this is the next to the last one. We have access to his throne. So because of the resurrection, at any moment, right now, as you pray, as before we go to communion, and I'll have you close your eyes and take a moment to pray, you're going to be with Christ. I don't know if you could, I don't know if that impacts you enough. I know it doesn't impact me enough. We're in the throne. I can't get into the White House, but I can go before the throne of God. I don't want to be in the White House, quite frankly, but wouldn't do real well for me. I'd probably end up in jail. But anyway, we have access to the throne. I shouldn't be kidding around. We have access to the throne, and we read together. For we have not a high priest who is not able to be touched by the feelings of our feeble flesh, and it's feeble, we know that. But we have one who has been tested in all points as we ourselves are tested, but without sin. If you just stopped and read there, you can take your mind all day thinking about that. Then let us come near to the seat or throne of grace without fear. And the only thing that makes you afraid before the throne is sin. Our sin's been taken care of. So that mercy may be given to us and we may get grace for our help in the time of need. So we have that. We're going to go before the throne in a moment. The last slide. We have a future and a hope. Let's get the elements and we'll pass them out, then we'll read this before we have communion. So I'll ask the guys to come up and you can think about these things as we share the elements out. Thank you. screen. So before we share together, you guys, last listen through the song, just allow the Lord to minister to your heart. But as we look at this, and this is to me, again, the resurrection is just a phenomenal experience for us. We have a future and a hope. No matter what else you're faced with, no matter where we're headed to, no matter what's going on in life, good, bad, or indifferent, we have a future and a hope. And Jesus said to the disciples at the Last Supper, do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you. For I go to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And for the Christian today, as we celebrate, as we share in communion, we can be so thankful in a heart of worship all day because Jesus went to the cross, came through, and rose from the dead. So let's take a minute. Just close our eyes and take a minute to get quiet. What I'll do is I'll pray, and then after we pray, we'll share the elements together. Father, we're so thankful that we can come before the throne at all times, Lord, and we're thankful today that we can look to you. We can look to Jesus. We can look to the Holy Spirit, Lord, for that fellowship, that relationship that we can walk with all day. Lord, we just place ourselves before you this morning and ask you, Lord, to cleanse us. Lord, to just remove from us the guilt of sin and those things that we may be holding on to. Father, I pray this morning as we share these elements, it wouldn't just be just another religious thing we do, Lord, but it would have a meaning to it that we can take with us throughout the day. Father, we just honor you this morning. Jesus, we thank you for your shed blood, and we thank you that you rose from the dead. And Lord, we thank you that you've given the Spirit to us to walk with us all day. We just present it to you now, Lord. Let's share the elements together. Amen. When you are done, would you pass your cups into the middle, and we'll pick them up from the middle aisle.